hungry, dude. Good evening. Current time is 5:41. Today's date is April 4th, 2016, and this is a special board meeting of the Ganapio Independent School District. Sonia, can you please call roll?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Ritzy.
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
Present.
Mrs. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Searle.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Item number two, new business. A discussion and recommendation regarding current contract status of RFQ 13-10 Annual Financial Audit Services, which was approved on May 21st, 2013. Presenter, Ms. Bukarski, Mr. Rodriguez, and Mrs. Campbell.
Good evening, Board President, Board Members, Dr. Galaviz. We are here today to ask for direction on what we want to do with the external audit contract. As you know, the audit firm that was originally contracted with has merged with another firm. But the concern is that the RFQ that was previously done was for a comprehensive annual financial report, which is a little beefier than the normal annual financial report. And so what was requested in the RFQ previously and what was agreed to in the current contract don't match up. So the question is whether we want to secure the services of an external audit firm who will help us provide a comprehensive annual report, or do we want to remain with the services that we currently have?
Question.
Go ahead.
You're saying we didn't get what we normally get delivered?
You got what you normally get delivered, which is the minimum, the AFR, the annual financial report, is something that every district does and is required by TEA. You can go above and beyond that and do a comprehensive AFR. Mm-hmm. And the RFQ that was issued
2013?
Yes, was for a comprehensive AFR.
And we have not been receiving comprehensive?
No, you have not.
Is that, I guess that would be a breach of their contract, is that correct?
Well,
I have to look at it, I don't know what it's known.
The contract that the district signed does not state comprehensive AFR. So when the somewhere between when the RFQ was issued and the contract was signed.
So you're suggesting that the RFQ was for comprehensive. We got it back, but we signed a contract for just a plain old AFR.
Correct.
So we got what we essentially
you
signed for.
You got what you signed for, but not what you originally asked for.
Is there any problems in actually going out and soliciting for a service and then signing something different? I guess it's a question for Ms. Campbell or for you.
What do you mean signing?
So we solicited for a comprehensive, but we did not sign for a contract of comprehensive AFR.
Oh.
Is there an issue there,
yes,
legally?
At that time, we should have actually reconsidered the award and said, okay, we want to go ahead and throw out all the current bids that we received, and we'd like to go out again because of this reason, and that wasn't done back then.
So. That's only questions. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, I've got some.
Go ahead.
So, in the RFQ that was asking for the comprehensive, was that because in all the years previous we'd had a comprehensive?
I don't believe you've ever had a comprehensive.
You believe that we've only had the basic service?
Yes, ma'am.
And
confirmed.
Yeah, could we have that confirmed instead of just I think so? Could it be for sure?
And I did confirm that. Martha brought it up to my attention related to the desire to receive a comprehensive annual financial report, considering that that's within Martha's job description, and she, asked that, we further research, what type of audit services we're receiving. It looks like the RFQ was a copy and paste from an RFQ that's in the FASREG, that's the TEA guidelines, and so I'm not certain whether that it was ever intended to be a comprehensive financial report, since it is a copy and paste. We did notice that the prior external audit firm also had bid on that particular RFQ, but did not provide a comprehensive financial report. So it's dug deep in the language, and so we identified that, and not sure exactly, you know, what happened. But now that, you know, we want a comprehensive annual financial report, I think it's important to, you know, make it clear to the external audit firm that that's what the district desires, and it's beneficial for the district. We're able to compare many years of data, and so we can make better financial decisions.
Well, understood, and that's why we asked for, like, 3 years ago when we did this, for that position, for that service to be given to the district. And so it just fell through the cracks, is what we're hearing?
It appears that it did, ma'am. Unfortunately, what happens here is that once you go into the negotiation phase, all of that has to really be clearly laid out, and it wasn't.
And I have 10 years worth of audit reports, and none of those are the comprehensive. So I can tell you that for at least 10 years, we've not had one.
But we wanted one when we...
And we solicited.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, well put. We solicited for one.
You solicited for one, isn't it?
But still got it. And was there an issue of cost? And did we pay for the comprehensive, or did we pay for the basic?
You paid for the basic is what I've seen from
the
past.
We're paying for basic.
Yes.
We're not overpaying.
You're not overpaying.
Okay.
I have a couple.
Are you done, Ms.?
For right now.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Wilkins.
Yes.
Were you all able to look at the previous RFQ in regards to the previous audit firm? And was that a copy and paste from the same?
It was.
And is that the generic one?
Yeah, it was just a copy and paste from the FASREG. I mean, it's basically the same language.
So it's just been the same RFQ. The problem is...
It appears so.
In negotiations, we have not... We have not negotiated the full services of the RFQ, and just, or maybe didn't even understand what the difference was.
I believe that's what happened. Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the other question in regards to, now we're going for a comprehensive audit. Do we know what the cost is going to look like in regards to a comprehensive audit? Because then we'll have to look that in regards to our budget as well, right?
If I may, that is negotiated. So what happens in the proposal process is, of course, you receive the bids, and then they provide you their pricing, and that pricing is negotiable. But you have to clearly lay out exactly all the specifications what you want within the scope of work.
And this is an RFQ, so we're going to start off with qualifications first.
Correct.
Who's qualified to do it, and then they'll give us a price.
Correct.
And then we negotiate.
And what did we do before RFQ?
You did an RFQ.
Okay.
We've always been in our case. That is standards.
Is that all right?
The last RFQ we went out, the date?
May 12th.
May 21st, 2013.
It was approved back on May 21st, 2013.
That when the RFQ went out?
It went out, I would believe it was 6 months prior to that.
And then the previous one?
I don't have record of that. I apologize.
That's it for right now.
Martin, how many basic audit reports have you seen here in the district? Have you been through here in the district?
10 years.
No, here in the district.
Here in this
here
district?
Uh-huh.
How many have you seen here in this district?
Present or first one.
Is this the first one?
I've been through one audit cycle.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
In my office, I have 10 years worth of
No, I understand. I only mentioned 10 years. So this is the first one that you've been through here in the district?
The one that you caused just issued was
not comprehensive.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments from, go ahead, Mr. Rivian?
What's the benefit of having comprehensive versus basic?
There's, like you said, it's a little beefier. It contains more analytics, more schedules.
Will it help us operate our district more efficiently, or is it just more data?
It's more data, more trends, if you want to look at trend analysis. And then, of course, there's always the prestige if there's a possible award, if it's done correctly.
An award?
award is through ASVO.
I have another question.
Go ahead. Are you done, Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Why can't we just let these people who are doing it now keep doing it? And just tell them, you know, this is what we really wanted y'all to do in the first place.
Well, we asked for that, and what we got back was an unclear answer. I'm not sure. My question was, have they any experience in doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And would there be a difference in price? I did ask that. Because they were still, well, we're still under contract with them. We're still allowed to discuss with them.
So what did they say about the price?
They're not sure. They'll have to get back to us. I did not get a clear answer as to yes or no, they have ever done one. And then I believe Ron has also has requested the list of staff that would be working on this project.
And so, like, you must have contacted them how long ago?
This was back in February, ma'am.
And they still haven't gotten back on any?
Yes. And it's important to know who their staff is because, of course, you have to qualify the staff.
So, do you all feel comfortable if we just stayed with them and figured they could do it? And do we really need a comprehensive audit if all for the past 10 years we've ever had a basic audit? Is there anything that right now in the midst of this obvious budget crunch that we would want to get something better to show that, you know, well, we don't have anything anyhow? Is there a value to this year to cause the cost to go up?
The reason for my bringing this forward is because the two did not match. So I did not know if it was the intent of the board to get that. Is there a benefit? Like I said, there's always the prestige of it because I don't believe any of the other districts in the area have that. It's just more information that we already have. It's just organized for the public. So it's more of a transparency.
Yet you have no clue what the cost is going to be to get that in a year when we don't have any money, is all you've been telling us. We have nothing, yet we want to do more. I don't.
Well,
you know, I understand the goodwill behind what you're saying, but I don't understand how we can do that at a time when we don't have the funds to do the things that we normally do. Why would we increase something at this point? Unless we have an idea that we need more auditing because we think there's a problem with the finances.
Like I said, I'm just asking for direction from the board as to what is your desire. I don't know if we couldn't get it for the same price. Once we qualify applicants, then we go into negotiation. So I couldn't say whether it would be a cost increase.
And if no other district in Region 19 has done this, why are we going to be the ones to do it?
To be the first ones to have achieved that. And like I said, it's a transparency.
But at a time when we don't have the money?
But we don't know if it would cost more money.
Okay, thank you. That's all, Ms. Fritz.
Just one last question. If we were to get a comprehensive today, is it your desire, because from what I'm hearing, you're not very confident that this company could do it, or you obviously haven't been able to answer. With all these sort of things up in the air, would you like us to reconsider the RFQ as a whole? I guess that's my question. Would you like us to go back out there? I'm not feeling a sense of this is what we'd like. Usually you come to us with a recommendation, and there's really no recommendation behind this item. It's just, here's the information, you decide. I mean, really, what is it you guys come
Well,
with?
The recommendation is to review and issue a request for qualification or annual financial audit.
So you do want us to go back out and get another RFQ?
Administration's recommendation would be that yes, we go out, we reissue the RFQ for what we really want, and then when we get back the responses that we match them up, and we sign a contract for the same thing that we actually solicited.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So if we were to do that now, is that something that we could still conduct our regular external audit in time? For December delivered?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Gallagher, did you have a comment?
No.
No? Any other comments?
Okay. Sorry.
I have just a couple on. So this is our fourth year. Would we be going on our fifth? Because then our policy states on our fifth year we would change auditors with the current audit firm.
This will be your fourth year, sir.
It would be going on our fourth, or it would be our fifth?
It's your fourth. You still have another year after this. Because it was originally awarded as a 1 year with a 4 year, 1 year option. With a 4 1 year option. So you have one and then a 4 additional 1 year to be renewed every year. So it's a total of 5 years.
Yeah.
I've presented it on the timeline that's provided.
I guess my concern is, let's say we go out for an RQ, we get this respondent, we get others respondent, and let's say we were to select this audit firm, right, that we currently have. Then we could only go for another 2 years with that audit firm, and then we would have to exchange after those 2 years, because then it would go to the 5 years, and our policy states every 5 years we would.
Well, it's every 5 years, isn't it, that it's with the same company, not every 5 years?
Yeah, but I'm saying, let's say if they were to win the RFQ, then they only have 2 years within that contract.
No, it'd be different, sir.
That'd be a brand new contract.
A brand new contract, sir.
They would,
no.
Yeah, we're.
If we were to go to RFQ.
You said you're only gonna have those vendors for 5 year periods.
Exactly. So it would be, we could only have 2 more years with that vendor before we go out for another. So it would be a 2 year. So I guess, I think, you know, if it's GASB, or who, is that where they copied and pasted?
FASREG.
Is it GASB? No, what's
Does anybody have a motion on this item?
May I ask, Madam Chair, the history behind when it was, why a comprehensive? I don't know who was here on the board. But when a comprehensive audit was issued with the RFQ, why? Because I'm trying to understand, besides getting a sticker or a trophy saying we did it, why the need for a comprehensive audit when this company came in and found certain findings? It's not like we needed to dig deeper. And I could understand if there was something there. So I'm just trying to understand when the audit came out and you all asked for a comprehensive audit versus just a regular audit. I don't know, Mr. Rodriguez, you were on the board.
I think there were several of us on the board. And I think what it was staff that developed the RFQ, and within that RFQ, they put a comprehensive study by a copy and paste of.
I don't think that was intentional, because we get the same standard audit engagement letter for this district and every other district, and it does not include a comprehensive audit that you all are discussing. So my best guess is that when that RFQ was issued, it was cut and pasted from somewhere. That language requiring a comprehensive review was somehow left in there. I don't recall the board ever asking for that. I don't recall there ever being a meeting or a vote where the board said we want a different type of audit.
Comprehensive, it was just up again.
Yeah, it was just.
Otherwise, somebody would have caught it when we.
It was just we felt like we needed to change auditors just for a fresh set of eyes, not because anybody did anything bad, not because we wanted
to. So they didn't get comfortable.
Just so that we had new eyes.
So with that, I guess someone cut and paste and left the comprehensive language in there. Does the board wish to do a comprehensive audit? Or?
I would.
Not at this time. Well, yes.
From what we could get it at the same price, but then we could have to pay more. So.
I think what we should do. Did we already vote to extend for the 1 year?
No, sir.
So we're still at that point.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I would recommend that we would try to negotiate within that, and if there's a couple thousand more costly, I think it's best practices to do a comprehensive, and I think it allows us to be more transparent with our community. So I would recommend that we do it, especially if, maybe we could even get it at the same cost, but I don't know if it's, yeah, if we could do it with the same company. I guess it's sort of short because we should have done it 6 months, right? Well, I'm sure you could wrap around a
No, they're saying they still have time.
To do a comprehensive.
So, Madam Chair, I'd like to move then to renew our financial audit services with the company who's currently doing it, White, Samaniego, and Campbell.
I would recommend if you can just to ask them if they can negotiate with, to do a comprehensive and see what that might look like.
Second.
Well, she has to amend her motion.
Okay, so, excuse me. The only thing is that White, Samaniego doesn't exist anymore, so we're.
But that's
they're
what's
required.
Written in
they're
here.
Required. Unfortunately, it's the who we went with, and now they're a different company. So that's what.
So who are they called now? That's just the only thing that's before me.
RPC.
It's but a, I was going to.
It's been. I thought that was explained in their letter. That
yeah.
I don't. I think you ought to clear it up and make sure that we are approving it as it's been acquired or merged or whatever they did. But they sent a letter explaining that. That I don't think is an issue. I think what Mr. Rodriguez is asking, though, is an issue. Do you want to try to get the comprehensive audit at the same price?
It doesn't hurt, but I don't believe
it's at the
pay.
Same price,
yeah,
it's fine. I mean, what would it, just that you do at least what we've gotten, not any less than what we've got.
And within budget.
Yes.
Within budget.
Sure. You good with that, Mr. Rodriguez? So my motion would be that we renew with this company that we're currently.
I don't have a problem with that. I just if it's $2,000 more for a comprehensive.
Well, and the administration has the authority to do that.
Yeah.
And there was just one other item is that what originally got me to this is that it is in my job description to prepare a comprehensive. So the two of them kind of went together. So.
Really.
So you've got to prepare that.
That's what it says.
And we're paying you to do that, correct?
Well, normally that's part of the audit.
Okay.
So you're paying me to make sure that it happens.
Okay. So that's my motion.
Okay.
So,
motion and a second, Sonia?
All righty, Ms. Fritzi.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Ms. Searles.
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Sorry, I'm sorry, can you read the motion?
It was to go ahead and renew the contract with the current company to try and negotiate a comprehensive plan and to stay within the budget.
That's right.
Next item, Sonia, please.
B, discussion and recommendation regarding a request to enter into a venue agreement for the 2016 Employee Recognition Gala with Cascadas Ballroom, the vendor offering the best value to CISD. Total amount is $11,824.95. Mr. Griffith and Dr. Galaviz.
Good afternoon, trustees, Dr. Galaviz. Last month during the regular board meeting, we discussed this item about having the employee gala. And so the request of the board at that time was to conduct an employee survey, which we did, to gauge the level of response, whether to retain the gala and have possibly the employees pay a portion, you know, for their ticket to keep the gala, but essentially keep the gala as it was before where the employees would not have to pay, or to cancel the gala in light of this year's budgetary situation and recognize employees for their service at the campus level. So we did that. We provided those results to you. And we've also revised our initial recommendation. Rather than to go with menu option A, Dr. Galaviz is recommending that we go with menu option B, which would be the combo chicken and brisket, which would provide also a side salad and dessert for a total cost of $11,824. And since our last conversation, I understand that we've received a commitment of $1,000 from $2,000 to help offset the overhead costs of this event. And then when you take that $2,000 and you combine that with our anticipated ticket sales for employee guests from last year, which is approximately $3,400, if we were to proceed with menu option B, that would put the overall cost of the district, just again for the location and the food, at approximately $6,500, I'll say $6,500 for the gala. This is to go with the new location, the Cascadas Ballroom, located on Country Club Road. And so our budget, we had budgeted $18,000 for this event. So if we had, if we proceed in that regard, then that would be essentially returning $11,500 back to the district. It would be a savings, overall savings, if we were to move down that path. So we're here to answer any questions you might have. The recommendation of Dr. Galavis, if you want to chime in, is to proceed with menu option B and to celebrate the employees in this regard. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Griffith, I was going over the options that employees returned regarding the survey. And option two, there was 294 votes. And this one is to cancel this year's gala and recognize employee service at the campus level, and each campus hosting its own event. I think that speaks clearly for itself. And for administration, turn around and make a recommendation tonight. What good does it do for the survey?
In all honesty.
Yeah, Shane, let me take that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because that was my call. And the reason why, again, is if you look at, we have about 500 attending, right? So if you look at $9,800 divided by 500, 500 into 98, that's $19 to celebrate the district. And to me, $19 versus other expenses that we do, that we have, it's not a lot of money. So I made that call. I understand there was a survey, we're 55%, but if you add the 13 plus 30, that is 44% that still want to have something. So it wasn't Mr. Griffin who made that call, it was my call. Since we did have two sponsors, each for $1,000, we're still reaching out to more of our, because a lot of, in other districts, employee galas are donated by the our sponsors, by who we do business with. So we're reaching out to them to mitigate the cost to the district as much as possible. So again, we just wanted, we were told to do a survey. We did a survey, but we also feel, again, the need to celebrate our employees.
I understand we don't have the funds. I mean, the funds are budgeted this year. That those funds can easily go back to the general fund. That's okay, just vote and put it to a vote.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Because we've asked our employees, and the majority, although a simple majority, said no, would that not actually kind of give them a voice, and then you say, yeah, I know what you want, but we're gonna do whatever we want anyway. Isn't that sort of the opposite of what you want to accomplish?
No, I mean, you want to give people a voice, right? But then you also, during that heated moment of that outsourcing, some of the employees that were very vocal stepped back and actually agreed to, there was even a teacher from BCE that was stepping back and saying, no, you know what, maybe we could do it another way. So again, even though at the time people's reaction was no, even with the survey, but again, I still think 44% and $19 to celebrate your employees is, to me, not a lot of money.
I'm just concerned that it may cause more animosity amongst the employees and the administration. We've asked their opinion, and now we've just dismissed it and done our own. Maybe a good way to communicate that and say, listen, we understand, we were able to find money. If we're going to do it, if we decide to do it, I think there needs to be a lot of groundwork laid in and say, we're doing it, we heard you, we understood, but we, as an administration, got together and did this. Because I think it may backfire in the sense if we just decide to have it with all this input in. So that's fine. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? You ready to vote?
So we're still looking at, sorry, mine's off. Can you hear me? One of my issues was the survey in regards to I guess, and then now looking at the timeline of the event, it sort of comes to some of the results in the survey, and not only that, you know, not everybody shows up. It's probably half, you know, so it might be those that are consistent that want to go, you know, and then I guess compounding it with the committee meeting, I think, I don't know, I know we've made, and Lori's been around where we've been in more budget crunches, and we made sure that we still had that event, so.
You know, Mondo, I wasn't going to say anything, and it almost brings tears to my eyes to say this, and Dr. Galavis, I'm sorry to say this against the administration, but for the past several months, it's been an issue in this district of the sky is falling and Chicken Little, and that is not the truth. And it has not gotten out to the public that this event was already budgeted for. Nobody, they think that we're pulling money away from something else to give an elaborate party, which is, those are not, that's not true. And there has been significant misinformation given out, and in so doing has caused this terrible ruckus throughout the district. And what has happened is the fun out of this party has been literally sucked out. And it really bothers me because this has been something since back in the 90s. And it, you know, if anybody'd like to point a finger, it was probably, I'm probably the one who started it because I believe in morale. And I believe in morale boosters. We work hard. I mean, our teachers give everything. Our administrators give their all. You're here till many late nights. And it's always, generally speaking, about business. And there's one time a year we can all bust loose and have a good time. Maybe have, you know, some smiles, some laughs, share a meal together, dance. The ladies love to dance. I can't dance as well as they do, but they love to dance. And everybody has fun and everybody loves it. And I think that through this misinformation, that the momentum has been just wiped away and struck out. So I don't know what to say, but Armando, I'm with you. We've been in way worse crunches over the years, but we always knew that our employees needed to be celebrated, need to be lifted up, and needed to be, you know, held high because we appreciate them all and we appreciate each other. So I'm at kind of a quandary as to what to do. I feel on the one hand that the survey that we took, it's six of one, half dozen of the other. It's 526 people who answered it. 500 people get to go. So there's really probably 26 people who aren't going to go. They weren't going to go anyhow. And 500 are probably still going to go. So, I don't know what we should do, but it breaks my heart that we're in the situation that this should even be something, that an issue that we're going over, and it seems it's not worthy of this. It should be with smiles on our faces, that just like Mr. Rodriguez said, this is a tradition, this is our culture. We go forward. Sometimes, you know, in your families, you have down times. But gosh, you gotta have a little fiesta to make it all better. It's part of the culture. So I don't know, the board's gonna have to decide this. We all have a vote. But thank you for listening to, you know, me go on about the history of it and the heart and soul of our community. So thank you.
Do we have a motion from anybody?
Motion to approve as presented.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Fritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Board.
Thank you, Ms. Fritzy. Next item, Sonia?
I think this needs to be set forth to our district that this is not an elaborate sort of foolishness, that this is indeed budgeted for. What Mr. Griffin just told us is not only budgeted for, but with the contributions that we've so far received and the hopeful ones that we will receive forthcoming, that we've actually reduced the price and had enough money to put back into the fund to do something else with. Please, I beg of you, let our community know that this board cares. We're not idiots sitting up here every night. We care and we want to do the best thing for our constituents as well as for our employees.
And I think, Ms. Searles, since we know next year we're going to be, you know, as in a tight budget, maybe we already need to start thinking about next year and start getting sponsors so that this year, next year it doesn't happen again and we already have some kind of budget set aside just for that.
Yeah. Which we do this year, though.
But to have sponsors and so that
yes.
we have extra.
That we begin to do the groundwork mm-hmm. now, seeing that there's an issue. Start now. Don't react. Let's
right.
act now. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Fritzy. I appreciate it.
Next item, Sonia, please.
Item C, discussion and recommendation regarding revisions to BDB, Board Internal Organization Internal Committees, first reading. Dr. Galaviz.
Go ahead, Dr. Galaviz.
We're talking to Dr. Dodon from TASB.
Right, TASB.
Yes.
And he sent me some work sessions, some words or policy that go into the policy. I had Ms. Gasco and I also had our attorney look at them in order to revise BDB. And here is, I don't say the latest and greatest, but here's some of the wordings from the work that took place last week.
Steve, did you also look at this?
I did.
Is this this draft or?
Yes, the draft that's in the book. Yes, sir.
One of the things that I would like to look at is on the first paragraph, a gender review shall occur with either on a Monday prior to. How could we put some language that it would, the gender review would have to be within the week, not necessarily the Monday? Because we were looking at a Wednesday or Thursday.
It says,
and we don't.
It does say that. It says on the Monday prior to or immediately before.
Well, because sometimes we have holidays, Mondays or some, or
subject,
you know, or one of us are not available, or I mean, of course, we're going to set the calendar way ahead of time. But
the discussion last time was either Tuesday or Wednesday, but we don't want it specifically. I would say, like, how could we put language to say within the week?
You could say within, just say exactly that, if you want it to be that. Just say exactly that. The gender review shall occur the week prior to each regular board meeting or immediately before the regular board meeting. That last clause is kind of in there as an out in case you can't make it.
Okay.
Do it before.
Can you have it immediately before?
Sure, as long as it would be the day before or that morning before. I mean, there are times when that happens. It's not what you want to be doing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But
the intent is to work out the year calendar, sort of like other districts have, where we could tell our whole community, hey, this is, we'll probably set it up as a board, but we don't want it to be constrained to our, like next year, they might want to do it on Thursday instead of Wednesday or another board, but they're able to do that within the policy, and that's why if we could just clarify that.
Yeah, I would change the language just like you said then, the week.
Okay. And then the only other thing is, I guess that's all I have for right now.
And then part of, yes, part of, there would be open forum, right, at the agenda? At the agenda.
We have to include that.
We have to include that.
It specifically says that isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
That's my question.
So
the public and media shall be encouraged to attend these sessions, but the board shall not receive public comments unless otherwise permitted by the board. I thought we were going to be able to have
right,
a conversation.
That was what I'm.
Is there any language we could put in regards to that they will be allowed to?
Just say it. public and the media shall be encouraged to attend these sessions.
And be allowed.
And be allowed to
provide public comment.
To sign up for a public comment.
We didn't know which way you all really wanted that. I don't know that the board's even in agreement that we're going to revise this policy this way. So I don't want to take it as a foregone conclusion that it's done. Obviously, the board has to vote and the majority has to agree. This is the first reading of these changes, so yes, now is the time for us to.
Yes, yeah. It needs to have the open forum, because most importantly, I think.
Open forum or open comments?
Yeah, open comments.
Because if it's open forum, we can't respond to them.
That they could sign up?
Yes.
Because I think what we should do is, but I don't want to put it technically, is like, let's say I come in from, you know, for agenda item A, B, and so I want to talk on that one. But I don't want to put it
after
too,
each
I don't want to put it
no,
in.
We can suspend the rules.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
We can put that there that we can suspend the rules, because I don't want to limit the public.
It doesn't have to be the policy, but you're absolutely right. You can always do that during the meeting.
What I'm saying is we come up with a process in place. We allow the public comments here, but like at city council or some of the other districts, they'll come in and say, I'll sign up for 1A, and so it's like, okay, Mr. Rodriguez,
well,
at this time,
no,
1A.
Because sometimes conversations come up during the agenda that they didn't sign up for, and they
didn't
sign
up
for because they didn't sign up. So.
And they
or
could still sign up.
No,
but
there's
not,
you suspend the rules.
I don't want to do that.
That's too technical.
Yeah,
that's too technical.
I don't want to be technical on this. That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to confuse it.
Yeah.
Well, because I do agree. Say they signed up for an item, but they sit for the rest of the agenda, and then they decide that they want to speak on that item as well that pertains to them or their. Yeah.
Okay. Then I guess we could just delete and
keep it simple. Yeah, I don't like that paragraph there.
So, Steve, how about
we
the public and media shall be encouraged to attend these sessions? And the board may receive public comments.
I would say, and the board shall receive public
shall
comments.
Can we say, and will be allowed to make public comments if need, if
shall
desired?
And shall receive public
shall,
comments.
Shall receive public comments.
That way you know it's mandatory. And if somebody wants to move something around or speak later, like Ms. Gonzalez is saying, you just suspend the rules. That's a board vote.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to limit the committee.
Any other questions?
The work session shall be scheduled as needed by whom and for what?
The work sessions are the agenda review, correct?
No,
that's
that'd be sort of the special committee type.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like an audit work session, budget work session.
So who schedules those?
It would be the same as like the board president and.
But it doesn't say that.
Well, we could just put it.
And suppose someone other than the board president wants it. Have you just excluded board members from being able to have equal access?
I think it would follow sort of the same as a special committee meeting. Like if you wanted to have a special work session, you would need three people to agree under our policy, right? To create a special board meeting, you need three. So I would say it should sort of follow that.
Well, it's actually a little bit, the way it's drafted now, it's actually a little bit more open than that, but I understand what Ms. Rolls is saying. If you want to add language identifying how it's set by the board, that's fine. This is designed to allow the superintendent to identify topics on which the administration believes you all need to get together and work on it. So it's going to come from the administration's recommendation.
But sometimes we have issues that we want to address.
Oh, sure, that's what I'm saying. This is designed more for operational administrative need. If you want to have language in there to say that board members can identify topics, we can add that in there, but that's not directly covered right now.
Can we include it then?
Yeah. The question I have, if I might, and in regards to, I just don't want, let's say, a work session meeting to be established by one board member. Do you get what I'm saying?
That doesn't happen now.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that's
it doesn't
what I'm saying.
Happen. We usually, if there's three or four items,
well,
we try to condense them into
I think that's why
one.
Lori was trying to clarify that, because it doesn't say, I could be, you know what, I want to create this work session meeting and we're going to have a work session, and I'm the only one that wants it, so I'm going to call Sonia and say, we're having a work session on I don't know.
Nobody shows up.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, nobody has to because there's no.
Honestly, I don't mean to joke, but that's honestly the truth.
One board member tried to do that,
and the rest of you all weren't in agreement. The easy result is it's a revolt. You just say, well, we're not showing up.
Yeah, but that doesn't cause the administration not to have the work session. And so one board member had their own work session, and they're happy and nobody else got anything.
What happens, I don't think anybody would do that. What happens?
Yeah, but it's...
It could happen.
I understand.
Yeah.
But what happens, like, let's say I wanted a special meeting, right? I would need... And I talked to the board president. She said no. Well, I could get three board members to still have a special board meeting.
That's already in policy.
Yeah.
That's
but
not what this is
we don't about. Need it on this?
Well, I don't know. This is up to you all. It's your policy. You could add language if you wanted to have a work session where you need a certain number of board members to ask for it, like you do for a special board meeting. That's up to you all. But you can call the special board meeting by getting three members of the board together already. That's not really what this was designed for. This was designed for the administration to say, we have something you all need to be aware of and we need to work on it. It's a little bit different.
Who did you use as a go-by? His policy was...
Parts of the policy come from the Isleta district because they have an agenda review. And I understand that the other portions of the changes came from Dr. Galavis through TASB.
Yeah, Dr. Doolin.
So on the last page, 3 of 3, the last entry, the minutes are going to be 1 month in coming, which I think is way too long. I think if we're going to have the board meeting this meeting ahead of time,
we need to review the minutes,
those minutes need to be done in a timely manner so they can be reviewed and voted on.
When
minutes to
start the policy. This is the current policy, which we need here. That's the way it is now.
But there were no change. I think that needs to have a change. Month needs to be week.
That's, I don't know if they can turn the minutes around that fast.
Are you talking?
Rachel?
From the board meeting?
From the board
meeting. They turn minutes around in a meeting?
No, I think this is for a regular board meeting.
With a regular board meeting.
But, well, this is under internal committees.
You're saying for the agenda review?
This is just committees for the agenda review. This is page 3.
Patsy would require us to have everything ready for the regular board meeting. And it was...
From the previous one, right?
From right before.
What we do is approve the minutes of the committee meeting. So this is going to, let's say, approve... But this is an agenda review. So
this,
it's not.
This, there's minutes taken at that meeting, so it's going to be minutes from that meeting. The only difference I suggest is that, well, I guess if you guys can do it with committees, I don't want to speak for Sonia.
Well, it could be a crunch time.
I don't know.
Because if, let's say we have meetings on Wednesday, and we're asking them to have it by the regular board
we
meeting.
We need to give at least a week, I think.
Yeah, so do you need
Tuesday
to move
Tuesday.
The work session to some other day so there's enough time for the minutes to be recorded, given to the board members, and...
But if we put that in detail, I think...
Well, you know how under work sessions it was... No. The up at the top committee of the whole, either on the Monday prior to the regular board meeting or immediately before the regular board meeting, which you just brought up, that shouldn't be those days. It should be like a Wednesday.
It'd be before.
And so maybe it needs to be...
How about, should be at the best next available, or at the best regular board meeting? But that would be the month too, you know?
It's still a month.
But it's at least if they could get it within, because of technology now, if you could get it within that Friday packet, then great. But if we put it in, well, the work session, I think the other ones should follow. I think it would be okay to just leave it, just because I don't know what
we can always change it later if we see the can turn around.
How about we put language in there that preferably as soon as possible, but not
as soon as possible
but not to exceed not to exceed the next regularly scheduled.
Not to respond, that could be so open to interpretation.
Well, I'm saying as soon as possible, but not.
2 months later, that's as soon as possible.
No, but not to exceed.
I went on vacation.
Not to exceed the next regularly scheduled board meeting within a 2-week time span.
But that.
Because if we have.
You're way over defining it. If you guys can decide on a deadline by which you want the minutes from the work session.
I'm okay with.
Yeah, that the work session minutes should be ready by the regular meeting. And if that has to happen, then the work session just has to be in a timely manner so that that can happen.
And you just move it back, instead of a week, just push it back a week and a half.
Exactly, something of that nature.
How about, they have to be ready for the next regularly scheduled board meeting unless it's within that week. Because let's say we had a work session on a Saturday, you know? And
that'd be absolutely wrong.
But it could happen. That's why.
In the past.
No way.
Let's say, yeah. It should be on the next regularly scheduled board meeting.
But not the work session. We're talking about the, what do y'all call it here? The agenda review, not the work session, but the agenda review. Because there's two things in, within this policy now.
Time crunching the staff.
And that's why we're saying, just make it whatever Adrian just said.
Yeah, just move back the agenda review instead of a week before, you just.
Yeah,
make it 10 days.
Yeah, because in reality, that's plenty.
I think administration, what do you recommend, Mr.?
Could you just come back with some cleaned up something?
So I have four things. I have the, don't, not make it specific like on Monday. Again, shall occur the week before as my first one. Making sure we have public comment, the board shall receive public comments. Still unclear on yours, Ms. Searles, regarding the board committee meet, who can recommend work sessions for the board shall be scheduled as needed by administration and or
three members of the board as
three members of the board.
You could add the same language that you have for special board meetings. I mean, essentially what you're doing there is you're putting into this policy the ability to call a special board meeting, which already exists in policy. It's fine. It's a little redundant, but it's okay.
All right. And then next one I have the minutes coming back.
The minutes and the committee of the whole have to somehow be able to work together without causing Sonia, whoever's taken to rip their hair out.
Yeah, yes.
And yet the board to go, well, I didn't get any of it. Nobody should be inconvenienced by the change. It should work well. And Wednesday is a good day for me.
Wednesday.
I can't do Thursdays.
I think Wednesday will work better for me as well.
Is that too far out? We're talking about Wednesday and then a week, and then we have a regular board meeting.
No. Not 2 weeks, but Wednesday before the actual meeting.
A week and a half.
No, it's but that's only, a week that's, and a half. That's only 6 days.
Yeah. That's less.
Yeah, that's less. So it needs to be the Wednesday before.
Yeah, that's a week.
The problem is that what you're going to have on an agenda review, it should be within the week. Now, if we wanted to have a work session.
Because there's going to be many items that are going to have to be inserted, and we're going to have to be like, okay, that was not discussed for
you. That was not discussed in agenda
but
review.
But if you think about the way we do, Sonia, how do we set it up right now that the second week of the month is committee meetings, and the fourth week of the month is
board meeting.
Board meeting. So what would be the difference? Everybody's
second,
already got to have all their
right.
stuff in by the second week of the month.
Mm-hmm.
They all know that. They're used to it.
The second week of the month would make
sense. So the second week of the month turns now into, on
agenda
a Wednesday, the agenda review.
Right.
And the fourth week of the, exactly.
We have to,
so that if you didn't get it during the agenda review or they've got more to, you know, there's plenty of time. You got time for the minutes to come.
You also have the modifications to the agenda. If any are made in that agenda review, it gives you enough time to breathe. And it's more transparent because that's
what we should.
That an agenda review.
Just reviewed the agenda, that ought to be the agenda.
Well, we're going to review it, but there might be some modifications.
Agenda.
You have to inform the public
of
those modifications.
But then you didn't review it.
It's going to come.
If, let's say an agenda item's there, or like, well, this isn't worded correctly, the agenda's going to be posted at some point, so we have to make adjustments as to why that was changed.
The
so
thing
it's
is,
just more notification. It's like the city of El Paso.
But it shouldn't be, and I'll tell you, we've done this in the past, and it's, you get to the, you get your agenda and you go, you've got to be kidding me, that's on the agenda? That was never spoken about. How can we make a decision on this? So you can't arbitrarily just go, oh, and by the way, we're just going to throw that on the agenda now, and they didn't have any time to review it, so, you know, maybe they won't even
agenda review.
And we'll move right on. It, that, it doesn't work. It never creates a happy situation. So it's got to be an all or nothing sort of thing. The agenda is the agenda, and Sonia knows that already, and I think she runs a tight ship that.
And I believe that's how YIC does it, Mrs. Searles. They have two identical agendas. So the review process is done with the cabinet and the board, but they're posted exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's just to expedite the regular board meeting.
Exactly.
But they're exactly the same. There are no.
So, I mean, I would be comfortable with that if the agenda review is on the second Wednesday of the month, board meetings on the, you know, we didn't change anything. All we did was eliminate one committee meeting. Mm-hmm. Instead of having Monday and Wednesday, we're just going to have Wednesday of the second week. And
that way it's already,
the
it's
Tuesday,
already
the 4th,
yeah.
Which is
all
what
we're
we,
taking away is Monday.
Correct.
That's it.
So you got rid of Monday, one meeting's gone away. You have the ability to have a special
in between, correct.
Board meeting, to have a work session, to do something else in between.
Because each board changes.
But I mean, as Mr. Mondo likes to tell, we'll streamline and leave that one meeting.
You just take, you're just
I'm
taking
okay
out
with
the
it.
Monday and
the only problem is this is the micro, which is for our board, and I don't want to put it on policy. Because let's say the next board wants to do it Thursday or
then they'll change the
week before.
Then they'll change the policy.
It's not gonna
then,
be, no. Policy's not going to say that date. It's going to say the week.
The second before. Week of
No. It'll say the week before the regularly scheduled board meeting. That's a Monday.
But
or
it's
Friday. The board meeting falls on Tuesday.
But it's
gonna
not
be two
a week.
Weeks.
It's 2 weeks.
1 week.
Two.
Why two?
Because you got to do the minutes.
Well,
okay,
already we're
gonna,
2 weeks.
Is the administration already going to know?
We already do. That's what we're talking about. But we already do. On the second week of the month, Monday and Wednesday, we have committee meetings. At that time, Sonia's got everything that she's going to put on the agenda, with the exception of kid honors, maybe executive session, and some new business. The second week of the month, she's got it all in her hand.
Then you're good with that?
Because she usually has it for the committee meetings anyway, so all we're doing is taking away, because we usually have committee meetings Monday and Wednesday, so all we're doing is removing the Monday and keeping the Wednesday.
If I might, I know in the past we've always adjusted the calendar to accommodate for travel or for different things like that. Is the board or would the board consider no longer adjusting the calendar like that?
As long as it's set in advance.
Yeah, as long as...
And that way the public knows for sure these are the dates. And I think the community would be very appreciative of that. But I know in the past we've always adjusted the calendar. Is that something...
So, if I might...
We would just...
Sometimes you have to, though, because there's a family issue, there's a quorum issue, there's... I mean...
Holidays.
Nothing can be set in stone when you've got 7 volunteers. It can't. And we all have good hearts that you want that to happen. But you've also got reality. And, you know, I think
we've
worked hard to keep it good.
We're just doing...
That's just first reading.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So just real quick, the way Isleta and I think some other districts do, we'll have the whole week out in advance. So let's say if there is NSBA or there's one of those, then we should have already addressed it because we know NSBA schedule and SLI like 3 weeks in advance. And then what we'll do is post the whole, like it'll be December 12th, right? Workshop. And then it'll be December 17th, regular board meeting. So it's all the way out to December, but if there were to be a change, like when you click on it, it says this meeting has not been posted because we still have 72 hours till we post something, right? And, but if it were to move, then we could say, you know what, this meeting has been scheduled, or it would.
Rescheduled.
Yeah.
And plus, we know our regular meetings in November and December are never happening on the fourth week, because it's, yeah, I mean, it's just.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not gonna ever happen.
And then Thanksgiving also.
Yeah, November and December are always gonna be some other time.
Spring break also throws things off.
Because more than anything, it would alleviate that if we just put it in there that we will publish a calendar on an annual basis and try to adhere to that. I think that's what you're going for, saying we'll endeavor, we will endeavor.
Also, have board members question the dates, because they're used to it being the second, and then we'll skip the second, then go to the third or the fourth, and even the board members will comment, they're like, why are you doing these dates? So I know it has, sometimes it affects you all, because they're thinking that the dates are off.
But those are details that.
I'd like to move to postpone the first reading until we get this cleaned up to something that we can read.
I'll second.
Wait, I think we could just go with the first reading and then get the details on the second reading.
That's up to you all, you guys can bring it back revised for a second reading if you want to, but I'm not.
I still make the motion, she still made the second.
So are we delaying the reading of the first reading?
Yeah, we are.
But if, why?
If we already.
We're okay with it.
Made the changes.
And then the changes will be read.
Is, does that still cover us?
That's up to you all how you handle that. You've got a first reading, you've revised it, you can bring it back for the first reading, or you can bring it back for the second reading. The motion right now is to bring it back again for first reading.
I would recommend that we have this as a first reading, and then that way, the next meeting, we could have all the details. I'm sure we could get the details by Friday, and then get it at the regular board meeting for the second reading, where we could have those changes. And then that way we could go out to the community and educate them how the next.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Let's vote on that, and then you can do your motion however you'd like, Mr. Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, can we repeat the motion, and who did the first and the second?
I move to postpone the first reading until our next meeting, when it's cleaned up and it's revised, and the revisions are in front of us to read to, you know, up or down. So that's my motion, to postpone until the revisions are in front of us.
And Ms. Quintana.
And Ms. Quintana, second.
I second.
Second.
All right, there was a motion and a second. Ms. Fritzi?
No.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
No.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias?
No.
I would like to make a motion that we go with all of our inputs and come back with the second reading for final approval at the next regularly scheduled meeting.
I'm sorry, Mr. Medina, you were the second?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. There was a motion and a second. Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item 3, executive session. The meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Section 551.074 for discussion and evaluation of audit executive director. The time is 6:43.
Not me this time.
Did you switch?
No, I didn't.